This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everyone, I'm JWP, and I'm continuing my series on file systems. Today I'm going to talk about an old file system that recently has come back and become very popular. It's called XFS file system. XFS is especially interesting because of its I/O performance and its volume size. Today it's the default for enterprise systems using big search things, Hadoop and SAP HANA use XFS as their file systems. So XFS combines advanced journaling technology with full 64-bit addressing and scalable structures and algorithms. This combination delivers the most scalable, high-performance file system ever conceived. XFS journaling system is yet another file system originally created for the commercial Linux system that made its way into the Linux world. Silicon Graphics Incorporated originally started XFS in 1994 for its commercial IRIX Unix system. It was released to the Linux environment for common use in 2002. XFS file system uses write-back mode of journaling, which provides high performance but does introduce an amount of risk because the actual data isn't stored in the journal file. The XFS file system also allows online resizing of the file system similar to RiserFS file system, except XFS file systems can only be expanded, not shrunk. The XFS, it's really, really fast. I mean, if you go to SGI, they have a lot of stuff on there. There's a whole SGI wiki. And I was unaware that SGI, you know, had really ever done anything. So maybe we ought to sit back and say thank you to SGI. I mean, my last one, we said IBM with JFS. And so all of these commercial systems are now moving into the open source, and a lot of times the open source things are even better than the commercial one. All right, I hope you enjoyed this about XFS. XFS is really coming back, I think, into the mainstream. I think most of the commercial Linux distributions are going to be moving to XFS in the near future. I'm not sure if Canonical is, because they're based in their enterprise business mostly on OpenStack these days. So we'll have to see what Canonical is going to do. But I know for sure that SUSE and Red Hat in their next incarnation are probably going to go default with XFS. All right. Hey, take care. Y'all have a great day. If y'all need to contact me, it's jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.